Now, Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. What did our Lord mean by that? What he meant is, you will have no fellowship with me. You see, this is the Passover feast. And our Lord arises from the Passover feast. That Passover speaks of his death. He rose in resurrection, and he went back to heaven, girded himself with a towel of service, and he's saying to you and me, if I don't wash you, you'll have no part with me. How does he wash us today? Well, we are clean, he says, through the word that I've spoken unto you. And in Psalm 119:9, it says, Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word? And Christ also loved the church. He gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. And so he loved the church, and having loved his own, he loved them right through to the end, and he cleanses them. And if we're to have fellowship with him, we must, my friend, have him cleanse us. And how does he cleanse us? Well, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And a great many folk today don't emphasize that enough. They think that's a light matter. Well, my friend, may I say to you, the feet speak of the walk. And when you and I become disobedient, we're not walking in his way. And that is sin, and that needs to be confessed. And then you and I get our feet dirty in this world. Because listen to what he says here. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and you're clean, but not all. You see, the language that he uses here in verse 10 doesn't give the meaning. The first word is luo, and that means to apply water to the whole body. And the one that's bathed, he needeth not to wash just except his hands. And that's another word, nipto. And it's a picture in that day of the public baths. A man would go and take a bath, and he put on his sandals to come home. And in every home, there was this basin of water in order for them to wash their feet, because they'd get dirty walking through the Oriental or the first century streets of the cities of that day, because that's where the garbage was put. And so they had to wash when they entered the house. Now, our Lord says, when you came to the cross, when you came to me, you washed all over. But when you walk through this world, you get dirty. We become disobedient, and sin gets into our lives. And I don't think, friends, any believer goes through a day without getting just a little dirty. And he says, you'll have no part with me. And friends, don't play that down. He says you'll have no fellowship with him. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, John says. But if we walk in the light, that is the word of God, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ just keeps on cleansing us from all sin.